Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Tezayin, 10 lines to the top of Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and the Gemara just finished going through almost the entire Perek Aleph of Iyov and explaining that Perek. And the Perek ended at the point that after the Satan was given permission to go and harm Iyov, as long as he didn't harm Iyov himself, and all the livestock, as well as the 7 sons and 3 daughters of Iyov were killed, and even so, Iyov didn't curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the last Pasuk in Perek Aleph stated, B'chol Zois Lechata Iyov Le'nasim Tif, and the Gemara will now continue and discuss Perek Beis of Iyov, and will discuss the first 11 out of 14 psukim of Perek Beis. The Gemara begins with Pasuk Aleph, and the Pasuk states, "Vayhi Ayoyim," and it was the next Rosh Hashanah, or some say it was Yom Kippur. "Vayavo Bnei Elokim L'Siatzev Al Hashem," "Vayavi Gam Satan Seichem L'Siatzev Al Hashem." The Malachim came and stood next to Akadosh Baruch Hu, and the Satan also went amongst them, and he stood next to Akadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi in Iyov states that the Lashon L'Siatzev is Lor of Imai is to fight and quarrel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Pasuk Beis continues, Vayyoma Hashem al HaSatan, Eim Zeh Tavai, Vayyana Satan as Hashem, Vayyoma Mishut Ba'aretz U'Misalich Ba. Rashi explains, Derech Eretz is Gadol Medab B'Tchila U'Mirasha Katan Lanois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked a question to the Satan in order that the Satan could answer and could respond. And once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the same question that he asked the Satan the year before, and he asked the Satan, "Where are you coming from?" And the Satan responded, "I'm coming from traveling around the world," and the Satan was going to see the Maisim Tovim and the Chatoyim that people were doing. And the beginning of our Gemara is exactly the same as the Gemara that we had in Daf Tes Vav and Beis, and Amar Lufanav, and the Satan said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shatzi B'chol Olam, V'lo Matzasi K'Avdecha Avram, Shamata Loi K'Misalach Ba'aretz L'Arka L'Rachba K'Lecha Atanana. I have traveled all over the world. I have not found someone as loyal as Avram, that you told Avram they should get up and travel through Eretz Yisrael to its length and to its width, because I'm going to give it to you. And that's why the Satan used the language of Meshut Ba'aretz U'Misalich Ba, which mimics the Lashon HaKadosh Baruch Hu used when he spoke to Avram, and he stated, K'Misalich Ba'aretz. And the Satan continues, and even so, that you promised to give him Eretz Yisrael, U'Bishah Shabikish Lik Pasara, Le'Matzah Makam L'Kaira, V'Lehira Acham Yidosecha, that even though at the time that he went to bury Sarah, he wasn't able to find a plot of land for her, and he had to pay 400 shekel kesef, Evel Yisecha, and even so, he wasn't Mahara Acham Yidosecha, and he didn't question you, and he had complete trust in HaKadosh Baruch. And even though this was one of the hardest of the ten Nisyonos, and Pasuk Gimel continues, Vayyema Hashem al HaSatan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Satan, Hasamta Libchal Avdi Iyov, did you look at the Maisim of Iyov, Ke'in Kumo Ba'aretz, that there's no one like him in the world, Ish Tam V'yosha, Yirei Elokim, V'som Meira, Vayidenu Machzik V'tumasai, and even though you already challenged him, and you already tested him, and you said that he would immediately go and curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but as we saw, not only did he not curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he benched HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'tzibenu V'ayilu V'alei Chinam, and you caused me to be incited in order to swallow him up and to cause him such hardship for no reason. Rabbi Yechon explains, the Moli Mikra Kosev, if not for the fact that the Pasuk actually tells us this, Yef Shela Imre, it would be impossible to say such an idea. And as the Pasuk says, Vatisiseni Boi Levalo Chinam, and Ka'odim Shemisisina Yisai Vinises, and this is similar to a person that you could incite him and he will get incited. And the Gemara continued, B'masnisa Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Yoyer Nemesa, that the Yitzhahar goes down to this world and he incites people and they do Averis, Va'ilu Magas, and then he becomes a Satan, and he goes up to Shemayim, and he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the Averis, and he gets HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry, Noitel Rishus V'Noitel Neshama, and then he acts as the Malach HaMavis, and he takes Rishus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he goes and kills that person. And although our Gemara has this line of the Gemara in this point, some actually gurus this a bit later, and we will read this line when we get to that point, in about 6 lines. Pasuk Dal continues, Vayana Satan as Hashem Vayoymar, and the Satan responded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Or Ba'ad Or V'chol HaShel Ish Yitim Ba'ad Nafshai, that although it's true that you let me test Iyov, however you didn't allow me to test him directly on his own body, and as you stated, Raki Lov Al Tishach Yodecha, Rashi in Iyov states, Eber V'nei Eva, that certainly a person will go and protect one limb by using another limb, Kein Derech B'nei Adam, Keshiroya HaKher Bal Reshai, when a person sees that a sword is about to hit his head, Megan B'Zroya Lefanav, he will involuntarily lift up his hand to save his head, the Koshkin Kol Shel Ish B'mam Yitain, and certainly a person will give away all his money in order that he should save his own life. And the Satan continues in Pasuk Hey, Ulub Shlachna Yotcha Vigal Atmoy Vel Besaray, Im Loyal Penechi Racheka, that if you allow me to actually touch Eve himself, then you'll see that immediately he'll go and curse you and he'll be Mechar from Megadev. Vayoyma Hashem Al Satan, Hinoi Biotcha Achas Nafshe Shemar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Satan, once again, I will grant you your request and I will allow you to go and harm Eve directly. However, you have to make sure that you don't kill him. I'm not giving you permission to actually kill Eov. Vayetzei ha-satan me'is p'nei Hashem, and the satan leaves from in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayachas Eov b'shchin ra mikaf ragloi v'akad kodoi, and he immediately went and caused the entire body of Eov to be inflicted with boils, and Eov was in great pain. The Gemara explains, Amar Bitzchok, where Bitzchok tells us, koshet tzayu shel satan yosim shel Eov, the difficulty and the pain that this caused Eov, he had to be careful to be able to bring Eov to the brink of death, but not actually cause his death, was more difficult for the satan than the pain was for Eov. And Rabbi Yitzchak explains, Mashal Eved she'amali Rabbi Shvar Chavis u'shmar Seinoi, that this task was similar to the master telling an Eved that I want you to break the barrel of wine, but I want you to make sure that the wine doesn't spill out. And the Gemara continues, Amri Shlokish who satan who yetzahara who malach amavis, that the same malach acts as the satan the yetzahara as well as the malach amavis who satan the chsiv by yetzah satan eis p'nei Hashem. That in Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk tells us that the satan left from in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who yetzahara, he is the yetzahara, as ksiv hasam, as it says in Pashas Bereishis, rak rak kol hayoyim, and the Torah uses the lashon of rak when referring to ra and referring to the yetzahara. And ksiv hacha and Eiv in Perak Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis, the Pasuk stated by Yom Hashem HaSatan, hine kol hasheloi biyadecha rak eglov al tishach yadecha by yetzah HaSatan in pnei Hashem. And once again the Pasuk uses the lashon of rak. And finally, hu malach amavis, he is also the malach amavis, the ksiv, as the Pasuk in Eiv states in Perak Beis, achas nafshe shemar. And by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could tell the satan that you should make sure that you don't kill him, therefore we see that it's actually in his hands and he is the malach amavis. At this point, some agrees the previous gemara that we saw, that the mesisa tana yored mitzvah va'ilu magiz neitul rishus v'neitul neshama, and this works out very well, as now that Reish Lakish said who satan who yetzahara who malach amavis, so the gemara brings a raya to Reish Lakish from this brisa that states that yored mitzvah, that he's the yetzahara va'ilu magiz, and then he goes and prosecutes the person and he's the satan and neitul rishus v'neitul neshama, and he's also the malach amavis. The gemara continues, Amar Blevi satan u'pinina l'shem shemayim neskanu, that the satan in the story of Eov as well as Penina when she was chepering Chana that did not have any children were both niskavin l'shem shemayim, and the gemara explains satan kivin chaz l'akosh baruch hu d'nati daiti basi Eov or mechas v'shol min shalach minu sedavram, that the satan saw that akosh baruch hu was saying how great Eov was. He was scared that maybe akosh baruch hu will forget the great rachmanis and the great love that he has for Avraham Avinu, and therefore he wanted to prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Satan was not tested yet, and therefore he's not as great as Avram and Penina. And how do we know that Penina was also in the Skav L'Shem Shemayim? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk Shmuel Al states, Chiasata Sarasa Gam Koas Bavuhar Ima Kisoga Hashem Be'ad Rachma, that Penina, who was the co-wife of Chana, would get Chana angry and continue to cause her pain. And the reason why she did this was in order that Chana should go and daven and should cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have children. And Rashi and Shmuel explains Gam Koas Kas Achar Kas Tamid, that she consistently and constantly tormented her. L'kach nema gam kas hoisei meres la klum kanisa yoyim maferis l'bincha gadol aicholak l'bincha katoin, that she asked her, did you buy certain materials for your children today? And that caused her to have great pain. And even though the Lashon Bavur Ima means in order to cause a pain, however, our Gemara explains, as Rashi states in our Gemara, she destroy mal she hakara betispalel, that she should feel bad that she is in a position that she's nakara and she should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our Gemara continues, Dorsha Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Papunya, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said over this member of Rav Levi in Papunya, and Asa Satan Nashka Lekari, and since he said something beneficial to the Satan, so the Satan came and kissed Rav Acha Bar Yaakov on his feet. And Eiv continues in Pasuk Yud, that after the wife of Eiv went and complained to Eiv, Vayoyma Elea, and Eiv said to her, Kedaba Achas Nevolis Tedabar, Gama Zetoyiv Nekabel Meisa Lekim Vesero Loi Nekabel, do you think that we should only be Mekabel good and not bad from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Zoyz Lechote Eiv B'Sfasav? And after all of these bad things occurred to Eiv, Eiv was still not chaited to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Pasuk states he didn't do so with his lips and with his mouth. Amar Ravin, Rav is Medayik B'Sfasav Lechote, that although he wasn't chaited with his lips, believe Lechote, but in his heart he was chaited to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara now goes through various psukim that Eiv stated, as my comma, what did Eiv mean when he said in Perek Tes, Eretz Nitlu B'Yad Rasha P'nei Shefter Yechasa Im Loi Eifoy Mihu? Amar Ravin, Rav explains, Bikish Eiv lahapich kar al pia, that Eiv wanted to turn the plate upside down. When Eiv actually stated these words, he actually was thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the words themselves were meant about the Satan. Eiv said regarding the Satan that the whole world is placed into the hands of the Satan, and the Satan has the ability to cover the faces of the Shoftim and not go according to Midas Hadin. As if he is not doing this, then who is doing this to me? And as Rav stated before, B'svasav lechata b'li b'chata, and in actuality, he was thinking this about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging Eiv improperly, and Amalei Abaya, but Abaya says to Rav, Lo'idi b'Eiv el k'neged ha-satan, that Eiv was speaking regarding the Satan, and even his thoughts were regarding the Satan, and even in his heart, he was not thinking badly and poorly about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Gemara states, K'tanoi, this machlekes between Rav and Abaya is exactly the same machlekes of Tanoim, as the Pasuk stated, Eretz Nitl B'yad Rasha, Rav Elezer, Imre Rav Elezer states like Rav, Bikesh Eiv lapich kar al piyah, and Amalei Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua responded to Rav Elezer, Lo'idi b'Eiv el klapei Satan, like Abaya stated, and Rav continues to explain the Pasuk that Eiv stated in Perek Yud, as the Pasuk states, Al datcha ki lo yersha, ve'im miyot chamatzol, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, then he could make sure that people don't do Averis, and there is no one that could be saved, as everything is preordained, and there is no Bechira. And Amar Rav, and Rav explains, Bikesh Eiv luftes kalom kulo min hadin, that Eiv wanted to pat the entire world from any judgment, as Amar Lefanav, as he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, Purasa Shar, Patsayis Tzedukais, you decided when you created the axe, that you would make its hoof split, and therefore it's kosher, Purasa Chamar, and you created a donkey, Patsayis of Klutais, and you closed its hooves, and you made sure that it was not kosher, and that was your choice, Purasa Gan Eden, Purasa Gehenim, you also created Gan Eden, and you also created Gehenim, and therefore you knew that people would do bad, Purasa Tzadikim, Purasa Rishayim, you created good, and you created the Yetzer Tov, and you also created Rishayim, and you created the Yetzer Hara, and there is no Bechira, Mi Ma'akav Al Yadcha, and since everything is preordained, and there's no Bechira, therefore how could you bring retribution, and how could a person be Chayiv any Einshin? And the Gemara continues, Umay Hadrali Chavri De Eiv, and what did the friends of Eiv respond to him, as the Pasuk states in Perek Tezvav, Af Ata Tofa Yira, Vatigra Sichel Lefnei Keil, they told Eiv, by saying so, then people will stop fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they won't daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since everything is preordained, and there is no Bechira, since they used the words of Af Ata Tofa Yira, so it's mashma that they were saying that it's actually in your hands, and you are the one that are causing people not to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is actually Bechira, and they explained that Bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzirah, while it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah, but Bar Lo Tayru Tavlin, he created Torah as his antidote, and by learning Torah, you could beat the Yetzirah. And the Gemara continues, Darash Rava, Rava also dashed in the Pasuk in Perek Chav Tes, Mai Dechsiv, what does the Pasuk mean? Birchas Oivid Olai Tavai V'Lev Almana Arnin, and Eiv said that the bracha of those that were downtrodden and lost was given to me, and I also brought happiness to the heart of Almanais. Rav explains that the beginning of the Pasuk that says, Birkas Oivid Olai Tavai Melamed Shei Goizel Sodom Yisaimim U'Mashpichu Machzirim Lahen, and Eiv used to steal Sodais from Yisaimim, he would go and fix them up, and he would improve them, and then he would return it to them, and although these Yisaimim thought that the field was lost, Lamais at the end result, they benched Eiv for what he did, and then this Pasuk stated, V'Lev Almana Arnin, the Chol Hecha, the Hav Almana, the Le'avi Nasbila, wherever he would see that there was Almana, that people would not want to marry them, and therefore they were in a bad situation. So you go and place his name with her, and that would cause people to want to marry her. And Rashi explains, Shadi Shmei Alavei, Oimashi Krivasai, that he would say that they were related, Oimidabit Balasiana, or he would say very nice things about the Almana, and this way people would want to marry her. Gemara continues that the Pasuk in Perek Vav states, Lu Shokol Yishokol Kaasi, Vahavasi Bamaznai Misu Yachad, and Amar Rav and Soma Geris, Amar Rava, Afro Lepumi De Eiv, Chavusa Klapi Shmaya, that we should place dirt into the mouth of Eiv as he's talking like a friend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rava understands that the Pasuk is telling us that Eiv said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you take all my suffering and put it on one side of the scale, and you'll take my Averis and put it on the other side of the scale, my suffering would outweigh the Averis, and therefore you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not actually doing proper din, and he's judging me too harshly. And Rashi states, Chavusa Klapi Shmaya, Medabel Lefnei Hashchina, and it's like a person that's fighting with his friend and says to him, let us see who is actually chayiv to the other and who owes the other one money. And Gemara continues with the Pasuk in Perek Tes, and Eiv said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yesh b'neinu mechiach, yoshes yodei al shneinu, that there is no one that could arbitrate our fight and could decide which one of us is right. And Amar Rav, Osama Geris, Amar Rava, Afra l'puma de Eiv, klum yishevet shemechiach rus rabbi, that once again we should put dirt into the mouth of Eiv, as is there an Eved said that actually gives musa to his master. The Gemara continues with the pasuk in Perek Lamed Aleph, and Eiv stated, "Bris karati le'inai umas boinin al basula," that I made a promise to my eyes that I would not look at something that was improper, and I wouldn't look at an ishes ish. Why would I consider even looking at a basula? And Amar Rava, and once again Rava stated, "Afil lepuma de'iv," that Eiv's mouth should be filled with dirt, as even though it sounds that Eiv was doing a proper thing, however Eiv b'achri naisa Avram afil v'deilo yistakel, that even though Eiv said that he won't look at another woman, but it's muchach that he did look at his own wife. However, Avram didn't even look at Sarah. The chesiv, as the pasuk states in Pashas Lechcha, that when Avram got to Mitzrayim, so Avram stated, "Hinena yedati ki ishi yifas marat," that right now is when I know that you're a beautiful woman. And michlal demikar lo yavi odla, and therefore we see that prior to this point, Avram didn't look at her, and therefore didn't know how beautiful Sarah was. And Rashi in Eiv explains, "Umas b'inim al basula, mali lis b'inim ba," why would I look at a basula? And Eiv was such a chassid that he wouldn't even look at a pnuya, as eventually she would get married, and he was concerned that he may be attached to her at that point, and he may be thinking about an ishes ish. And as we know, the Gemara in the second parak of Masechet Kedushin states that it's also for a person to marry a woman unless he sees her, and how could it be that Avram never saw Sarah? And the Mashar explains that certainly Avram saw Sarah, but he wasn't mistakel, and he didn't gaze at her intently in order to have anah, and it was only at this point that they were walking through the water and he saw a reflection, and they were about to go to Mitzrayim that was Shtufei Zima, that Avram had to actually concern himself about her beauty. And it's brought down that the Gemara Masechet Kedushin states that the reason why you have to look at your wife prior to marrying her is because if you don't look at her prior to getting married, and then when you get married to her, you don't think that she's beautiful, so there's a problem of a haftal reich kamecha. And since Avram Avinu was never going to look at Sarah, therefore this halacha was not applicable to Avram Avinu. And the Gemara continues that Eiv says in Perek Zayin, "Kol anon vayilech kein yerid she'er lo yala," that just like a cloud disappears, so too when a person dies and is buried, that he'll never come back, and there is no such thing as tchias hamesim. And Amar Rava, Rava says, "Mikan shekafa Eiv b'tchias hamesim," we see from this pasuk that Eiv was kafir tchias hamesim. And the Gemara continues that in Perek Tes, Eiv states, "Asher b'sari shufeni v'hir b'petzoy chinam," HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke me by bringing great winds against me, and he increased my wounds for no reason. And Amar Rava, and Rava states, and some agree with Amar Rava, "Eiv b'sari chiref u'b'sari shivu," that Eiv was kafir against HaKadosh Baruch Hu by talking about a great wind, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded by using the word Sa'ara. And the Chsiv, as the pasuk just stated, that Eiv said, "Asher b'sari shufeni," and Amar Lefanav, and Eiv said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Ribbeinu L'Sholim, Shem Ruach Sa'ara, Avru L'Fanecha, V'nischav L'cha ben Eiv La'ayiv," that it doesn't make any sense that I receive all these oinshin, and the only way I can make sense of it is that there must have been a great wind that came in front of you and actually mixed up the name of Eiv, and instead of it being spelled Aleph Yud Vav Vez, the Yud and Vav was switched, and therefore you read it as Oyev, and you thought I was your enemy. Rava continues, "Basara Shavu," and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded with this word Sara, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk states in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Aleph, "Vayana Shemes Eiv Minasara Vayoymar," and then Pasuk Gimel states, "Eizen No Kegever Chalotzecha Vashalcha Vayoyeni," and we see when HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to Eiv, he actually responded to him from a great wind. And we know that the word Sa'ara is spelled with the Samach. We know that we could switch the Samach and the Sin, and therefore it's as if the Pasuk states Sa'ara, which is referring to here. Gemara therefore explains that Amaloy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually responded to Eiv, and he stated, "Habi nimim barasi ba'adam," that I created many hairs in a person, "v'chol nimim v'nima barasi lagum v'pnei atma," and for every single hair, I created its own follicle, "shalei yushtayim yankis b'guma achas," that two hairs should not come out from one hole, "shalmoli shtayim yankis b'guma achas," as if two hairs would come out of one hole, and from one follicle, "machshichas ma'or inav shal adam," it would darken the eyes of a person, and it would be dangerous for a person, and "b'guma l'guma l'inis chavli," and it's such a small thing, like a hair follicle, I did not make any mistakes, do you think I got mixed up between Eiv and Eiv? And certainly I meant to give you these ancient. And the Gemara continues to discuss Perek Lamed Ches and Eiv, Pasuk Chaf Hei, as the Pasuk states, "Mipel glashetov ta'ala v'derech lechazes koilais." The Gemara first dashes the beginning of the Pasuk, and who opened a path for all of the waters and for all the rain? And the Gemara explains, "Habi tipin b'rasi b'avin," HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eiv that I created many drops of water in the clouds, "v'chol tipo v'tipo b'rasi l'defus b'pnei atzma," and for every single drop, I created a specific form, and I created its own path. And the reason why I did this is k'deish l'yeshdi tipin yoytzin medurus echad, in order that two drops of rain should not come out of the same form, shel molish tipin yoytzin medurus echad, as if this would occur mitash sa'aretz, it would cause such a great flood that all of the earth would be so wet that the crops would be damage and it would ruin all the produce. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Eiv, "Bein tipa lo tipa lo nisralfli, I don't make a mistake between a drop of rain. Bein Eiv lo Eiv nisralfli, do you think I made a mistake between Eiv and my Eiv? Certainly, I didn't make this mistake." And the Gemara points out, "My mashma the high ta'ala lishadud fusi." How do we know that the lashon ta'ala is referring to a path or a channel of water? And Rav Bashela, and Rav Bashela says that we know this from the pasuk of Malachim Aleph, "Dichsiv," as the pasuk says, "Binigay Elio, and v'yas ta'ala kebeis asayim zera." That when Elio performed his nes at Har Kamel, he filled up a large trench with a lot of water. And then the pasuk of Chafei states, "V'derech lachazes koylois." Kadosh Baruch Hu told Eiv that who made paths for the clouds and made sure that each thunder had its own path. And once again, the Gemara explains a similar idea. "Habi koylos burasi ba'avim," I made a lot of thunder in the clouds, and v'chol kol v'chol burasli shvil b'fnei asmai, and for every single clap of thunder, I made a path. And once again, the reason I did this is kadesh lo yei shtei koylos yetzis mishvil echad, shel mol shtei koylos yetzis mishvil echad, machrivas kol olam, as I made sure that two thunders would not come out of the same path, as if they would actually come from the same place, then the noise would be so loud that it would destroy the entire world. And once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Eiv, "Ben kol l'kol lo nisralfli, ben Eiv lo Eiv nisralfli, do you think that I didn't make a mistake between each individual thunder, and I made a mistake between Eiv and Eiv? Certainly I didn't make a mistake." And the Gemara continues with a similar idea based on the first pasuk in Perek Lamed Tes. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Eiv, "Hayidata is ledes yale sola cholala yolos tishma." Do you know when a mountain goat will give birth, and do you know when an ayolos will give birth? The Gemara explains, "Yale zu achzaris al banel," that at the time of giving birth, the mountain goat is in such distress and in such pain that it wants to kill the child. And we continue on Data Zayin Rabbeis, and Bishesha Karas Ledes, and when it bends down in order to give birth, Oilu Reishahar, it goes up to the top of the mountain, Kadesh Yibu Men of Yamas, immediately when it gives birth, it wants the child to fall off the cliff and die. And Hashem says to Eiv, "Ani Mazmul Nesha Shem Kalbu Bechnafa V'Menich Lefna," and I make sure that an eagle comes down and swoops down and grabs the child and then places the child next to the mother, and at that point the mother is feeling better and the mother will take care of the child. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues, "Vil Molid Maktim Rega Echad Imisachar Rega Echad Miyad Meis," and if I would have the eagle come a moment too early or a moment too late, then the child would not have any protection and this young goat would die immediately. And be regular nischalafli, and I don't make a mistake between a moment, ben Eiv l'Eiv nischalafli, do you think that I don't know the difference between an Eiv and between Eiv? And certainly I did not make a mistake. And then the pasuk al stated, "Chol ayolos tishma," and the Gemara explains a similar idea, "Ayolazu rachmatzar," that the womb of ayola is very narrow and therefore it's very hard for it to give birth. And b'shasha karas ledes, and when it's giving birth, and imazmul adakon shemakisha v'beserechem misrapa v'yoledes, that I make sure that a snake comes and the snake bites the ayolos near its rechem, and in this way it's able to loosen up its rechem and it's able to give birth. And once again, "Vil moli maktim rega echad im acher rega echad miyad meso," and be regular nischalafli, and if I don't make a mistake between a moment, so bein Eiv l'Eiv nischalafli, do you think I would make a mistake between the word Eiv and the word Eiv? Certainly I did not make a mistake, and you deserve these oinchin. And the Gemara continues that the pasuk of Eiv in Perek Lamed Dal states, "Eiv loy bedasi daba udvar loy bahasko," that the words of Eiv were not said with das, and his words were not through seichel. And Rava states, "Mikan shein ado nutfas b'shas tzairai," that we see that all these words that Eiv stated were not held against him, as at that point he was in great pain and in great tzar. And Rashi states, "Shein ado nitvas l'schayev al shu medaba kosher machmet tzar v'yisurin," the ka'amah loy bedasi daba, as the pasuk states, they didn't speak with das, and the pasuk did not say they spoke through rishis el loy bedas. And the Gemara just spoke about all the different things that Eiv said that potentially could be understood as him being mechayev from Megadev. And the Gemara now goes back to Perek Beis and continues with pasuk Yud Aleph, and the pasuk states, "Vayishmu shloshes rei Eiv as kol ra'azeis haboyilov vayivo ishme mekaymai alifas hatemani ubildet hashuchi tzeifah hanamasi vayivadu yachtav lovoi lonin loy lonachamai." The pasuk tells us that the three friends of Eiv, they heard about the great tragedy that came to Eiv, and they all came from where they lived, and alifas hatemani ubildet hashuchi and tzeifah hanamasi all came in order to comfort Eiv. And the Gemara asks, "May vayivadu yachtav," what does it mean that they came together and they gathered together? Rabbi Yehuda states in the name of Rav, that this teaches us that although, as we will see, they were coming from different places and which were very far from each other, but ultimately they arrived at the exact moment and they came into the same gate of the city. And even though we learned in the Braisa that each one of these friends lived 300 passes away from each other, and they were so far away from each other, and even so, they were able to and come into the exact same moment. And the Gemara asks, Minavi Yadi, since they live so far away from Eiv and so far away from each other, so how did they know that Eiv was going through such tragedy? The Gemara states, Ikka Amri Kliva Havilu, that some say that they each had a crown, and on each crown there was a picture of each one of them and the name of each one of them. And for example, Eiv had a crown that had a picture of Alifa Satemani, Ubil Dal Shuchi, and Tsefah Namasi. Alifa Satemani had a crown that had a picture of Eiv as well as Bildad Ashuchi and Tsefah Namasi. And if any of their friends would be in distress, then their picture would change, and therefore they understood that their friend was in distress and was in pain. The Ikkad Amrin, others say, Iloni Havilhu, that each one of them had three trees, and each tree was named after a different friend. And the Kivin Kamshi Haviyadi, and once they saw that this tree was withering up and was dying, that they knew that their friend was in distress. Amaravan, Rava states, Hayu the Amrinchi, and this is what people say, Oy Chavr Kechavrid Eiv, Oy Misusa, that a person should have friends like the friends of Eiv, and if he doesn't have such friends, then it's better for him to be dead. And this is similar to the member that Rabbi Eichlin said regarding Rish Lakish, Oy Chavrusa, Oy Misusa. And the Gemara continues and brings a pasuk from Pashas Bereishis, that it happened when people started to increase in the world and they had daughters. The pasuk uses the lashon l'orivah pnei adama regarding daughters. And Rabbi Eichlin states, Revia bala ilam, since there were daughters, therefore there was able to be puruvu. And Rashi says that even though certainly you need sons and daughters in order to have puruvu, however, Revia bala ilam kishinol debas l'pishim meheres lias lazera. And as we know that a girl develops and matures faster than a male, and therefore she's royal to have children faster than a male. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, that the Lashon Lorov is from the Lashon of fighting, and once it was a girl in the world, then they could get married, and that would cause Shalom Bayis issues between a man and woman. The Gemara continues, Amar Rish Lakish Rabbi Echran, so Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Echran, Ludidachta Amar Revia Balaylam, according to you that you say that by having a girl, that is actually a good thing, and therefore it's a bracha. We know that after Eve had all these trouble, that Kadosh Baruch Hu told him that I'm going to double up all the things that you previously had, and even though he had 14 sons, which was double the 7 sons that he originally had, but Lemaisa he only had 3 additional daughters, and Hashem didn't double his daughters. And Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Echran, that L'chayr, if it's a bracha to have a daughter, so why is it that Kadosh Baruch Hu did not double the daughters of Eve? And the Gemara answers, Amaloy, Rabbi Echran says to Rish Lakish, that although it's true they didn't have 6 daughters, but these daughters were double as beautiful as his original daughters, and as Rashi says, as nothing better than having greater beauty. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Perek Membeis in Eiv states, that Eiv had double 7 of sons, meaning he had 14 sons and 3 daughters, and he called the first daughter Yemima, the second Katsia, and the third Karen Hafuch. Gemara explains that all of these names meant that they were beautiful, as Yemima, that the reason why he called the first daughter Yemima, because as Rashi states, that she was as clear as the day, and she was as beautiful as the day, which has sunlight. Katsia, and he called the second daughter Katsia, that she smelled beautiful like Katsia, which was a spice that was included in the Keteris that was in the base of Mikdash, and Karen Hafuch, Amri de Beirab Shila, she was similar to the horn of a Keresh, and some explain that a Keresh is a unicorn that only has one horn. And Rashi explains, Kana de Keresh Minchaya, the Karnel Mashkirin Kamaitseva, and if you take its horn and you rub it against something, it will cause that thing to become black, and it's similar to a dye, and it's similar to a piece of charcoal that when you rub it against something, it will blacken that item. Gemara tells us, B'chaychalo B'marava, Kana de Keresh Lakusahi, then Eretz Yisrael, they laughed about this last pshat. Elamaisa, if you're telling us that she was beautiful, then why would he call her Karen Hafuch, which makes things black and makes things disgusting? The Gemara answers, Elam Rav Chisto, Kakol Kamadurishka Bimine, Shenema, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Kisikri Bapuch, she was like garden saffron, which is the best of the saffrons and the best of that type of vegetable. And as Rashi says, Shuhumumulam Mimin Shah Besamim, the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon Rebbe is Yavle Barta, Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, had a daughter, have a Kachol Shdaite, and he felt bad. And Amalei Avu and his father, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, said to his son, Rav Shimon, the same idea that Rabbi Yechon taught us, the Revia Ba'la Ilam, that this is actually a good thing, and as we explained, this causes further Puruvu. The Gemara tells us, Omalei Bakapara, so Bakapara said to Rav Shimon, Tanchumim Shel Hevel, Nichamecha Avuch, that your father gave you Tanchumim, but it was really not a proper Tanchumim. The Tanya is willing to the Braisa, Yef Shel Ilam, B'lei Zecharim, B'lei Nekeves, that although it's impossible for the world to survive without males and females, Ela Ashri Lemi, Shebanim Zecharim, but praises the one whose children are males, and Oilei Lemi, Shebanim Nekeves, and woe is to a person that children are females. Similarly, that although it's impossible for the world to survive without people that sell perfumes and without people that are tanners, but even so, a person who is a perfume merchant should be praised. Woe is to a person that becomes a tanner. And the Gemara continues, that this question, if it's good to have a daughter or if it's not good to have a daughter, is actually machlekes tanoim. As the pasuk says in Parshas Chayisara, Vashem berech es Avram bakol. And the Brice asks, my bakol, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave everything to Avram? And Ramea says that the bracha was that he did not have his daughter. And Ramban in Parshas Chayisara explains, Vizu loy lebracha, and for Avram this was a bracha, kiloy hoyachal asiya rak lebnei Kanan arurim, as he wouldn't be able to get him married aside from people in Canaan. V'mishalchen la'atzoy gam kein tavit sham avidizor k'maysam, and he knew that even if he would send her to go to Laban and to go to Besuel and to go to his family, she would also serve avidizara. He isha b'shus bayla v'Avram lo yachbet she yetsi zara hakasha misara ishtoy chutz la'aretz v'af ki yavid avidizara. Rashi continues, Rabbi Yehuda imesh shahisle bas, that the bracha to Avram was that he had a daughter, and as Ramban states, that filu bat lechasir rachmana via bracha bakol ki hoy leklashi chamdu anoshim lechasadava. Achirim imrim and achirim state, which generally would refer to Ramea, but in our Gemara can't be Ramea because we started off with Ramea. Bas hoyslei lavram ubakol shma, that he did have a daughter and her actual name was bakol. Some explain that even though we mentioned Ramea, when it states achirim, that is Ramea as well, and he's saying something over in the name of his Rebbe who was Acher. And the Brisa continued with the fourth shita, Rabbi Lez Hamidoyoyma, is Tagnidus Haisa Belibisha Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu was an astrologer, Shekol Malchim Mizrach Umayr Bashkim Lepischai, and all the kings from the east and the west would come to Avram Avinu in order to ask his advice and to seek his counsel. And finally, the Brisa brings a fifth shita, Rab Shim Baychoy Oyma, that Evan Taiva, Samagurus, Magolius Taiva, Haisa Tluya Bitsavarish Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu had a major diamond that was hanging around his neck, Shekol Chayla Haroya Isa Miyad Misrape, and any sick person that looked at that stone would immediately be healed. When Avraham Avinu died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that special stone and he put it together with the sun. And Abaya states, and that's why people say the following statement, idli yoyma idli katsira, that when the sun comes out, then that causes people that are sick to be uplifted and to feel better. And then when the sun sets, then people feel worse and do not feel as well. And the sun has a healing power, and the reason why the sun has this healing power is based on that stone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed there. The Brisa brings two other pshatim, dova acha, that when the pasuk says Vashem b'eichas Avram bakol, shalei marad Esav b'yomav, that Esav did not go off the derech while Avram was still alive, and the dova acha shalasi Yishmael tshuva b'yomav, that Yishmael did tshuva while Avram was alive. And the Gemara explains shalei marad Esav b'yomav medalon. How do we know that Esav did not rebel during the time of Avram Avinu and while Avram Avinu was still alive? As the pasuk states in Parshas Toldos, by Yove Esav min Asadav hu oyev, that Esav came from the fields and he was very tired. V'tanam, we learned Oisayim nifta Avram Avinu, that that day Avram Avinu died. V'as Yaakov Avinu tavshil shel adashim l'nachem es Yitzchak Aviv, and Yaakov Avinu cooked the lentil soup in order to serve the Sudas Havra to Yitzchak Avinu and to console Yitzchak. And since the Pasha tells us that this was what Yaakov Avinu was doing, so we know that this was the day that Avram died. And the Gemara continues Umayshna shel adashim, and why was it that Yaakov specifically prepared lentils to give to Yitzchak Avinu? And the Gemara explains, I remember Rav Mishmei Rav Bar Mari, that explained in Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rav Bar Mari, Ma Adasha Zu Ein Lepeh, that just like an Adasha does not have a mouth and does not have any holes and does not have any cracks, Af Ovel Ein Lepeh, so it symbolizes that an Ovel also can't speak. And as we know, an Ovel should not speak for the first 3 days while he's sitting Shiva. Davar Acher, another pshat is Ma Adasha Zu Megugeles, that just like a lentil is perfectly round, Af Avelis Megugeles Mechazeres Al Boya Olam, so too Avelis is something which is round and no one could escape from it, and eventually it gets around the entire world. And the Gemara asks, "My Benau, is there a nafkamina between these two explanations?" And the Gemara states, "Ikar Benau Nachum Berei, that there is a nafkamina, as can you serve eggs to an oval, as according to the reason that it doesn't have a mouth, so an egg also doesn't have any opening. However, according to the reason that a dosh is round, however, an egg is not perfectly round, and you would not be able to serve an egg to an oval." The Gemara continues that how do we know that Esav actually rebelled on that day, and prior to that point, he did not go off the derech and he did not do any averus for Hesya, and Amr Rabbi Yechron Chomish averus over Oisir Rosha by Isayim. That on that day Esav did 5 averus, and the 5 averus are Bol Narim Rasa of Harik's Nefesh, that he killed someone, the Kafa Beika of the Kafa Betchias Semesim, the Shotas of Bechira, and he denigrated the Bechira, which as Rashi explains, is actually denigrating the avodah to base of Mikdash. And as Rashi states, ubizas avodah shehoisa b'chayrois, the Gemara now brings raya's to all these five ideas. Ba'al na'im rasa k'siv hacha, as it says in Pashas Toldos, v'yavei esim in asada, and k'siv hasam, and it states b'negir na'im rasa kibat sodom tza'a. And therefore, there's a remez that he was ba'al na'im rasa harugas nefesh as k'siv hacha oyev, as it says in this pasuk that Esav was tired. K'siv hasam, and the pasuk in Yirmiyah says oy nali ki oyev nafshi lahargim, that woe is to me that my whole body is tired from those that commit murder. And the kafah be'ikla, and Esav was also kifur in Hakadosh Baruch Hu as k'siv hacha, as it says b'negir Esav in Pashas Toldos lomazel li b'chayra, and k'siv hasam, and it states in Pashas B'shalach zekeli v'anbeu, and the kafah b'tchias hamesim, and Esav was also kifur b'tchias hamesim. K'siv, as the pasuk in Toldos states that Esav says to Yaakov, hine nechi hoyach lomas v'lomazel li b'chayra, and we see that he didn't think that there was any value to the b'chayra, because ultimately he would die and he would never serve in the Beis Hamikdash b'shatas b'chayra, and he denigrated the b'chayra. K'siv, use v'es Esav as a b'chayra, as the pasuk says mefurish that he denigrated the b'chayra. And the Gemara continues that one of the explanations that we stated that Hashem beirches Avram b'kol was that Yishmael did tshuva while Avram was still alive. And the Gemara asks, v'shas Yishmael tshuva b'yom v'midolon, and how do we know that Yishmael actually did tshuva while Avram was alive? The Gemara tells us a story. K'hada Ravina v'Racham v'Abuzi have yosvi kamei d'Rava v'kamnamni Rava. The Ravina and Racham v'Abuzi was sitting in front of Rava, and Rava was drowsing off. And Amalei Ravina v'Racham v'Abuzi. So Ravina said to Racham v'Abuzi, v'adar misu kol misu sheish b'gvia zui misasin shel tzedikim. That is it true that you stated that at any time that the Torah uses the lashon of gvia, it means that the person that died was a tzaddik? And Amalei and Racham v'Abuzi said to Ravina, in that is true. And Ravina then asked Racham v'Abuzi, v'hadar mabul l'maisa the pasuk in Noach b'negia dar mabul states v'yigva kol bosa reimis al ha'aretz ba'oifu v'behima v'chayo v'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz al ha'aretz v'chol ha'adam. And we see that the Torah uses the lashon v'yigva even b'negia rishayim. Amalei, so Racham v'Abuzi responded to Ravina, anon gvia v'asifa kaminon. I didn't mean when the Torah only uses the lashon gvia. I meant to say that if the Torah uses the lashon gvia as well as the lashon asifa, then it's referring to a tzaddik. And Ravina asked, v'yishmol d'chsib be'gvia v'asifa. My said that in the Pashas Chayesara, when Yishmael died, the pasuk states ve'ilish shnei chay Yishmael ma'as shana u'shleishim shana v'shev shanim v'yigva v'yomas v'yosef al amav, and he uses the lashon of gvia v'asifa even though Yishmael was a rasha and not a tzaddik. The Gemara tells us ad hachi yitarbu Rava, so Rava woke up and he heard them speaking, and amaluhu, and he said to them, dadaki my children hachi am rabichran. Rabichran taught us that Yishmael lasa tshuva b'chay aviv, that Yishmael did tshuva while Avram was still alive. The Rai ish nema as the pasuk in Chayesara states v'yikbu oisa Yitzchak v'Yishmael bonav el ma'oros machpela el steya Ephraim ben Seicha achiti ashel pnei mamrei. And as we know, Yishmael was 13 years older than Yitzchak, and even so he let Yitzchak go first, and therefore we see that he did tshuva. And the Gemara now is v'dilma derech achmasun kachashlu, that how do we know that Yishmael is mentioned after Yitzchak because he let Yitzchak go first? Maybe the Torah actually mentioned Yitzchak first even though Yishmael actually put himself first, but it's because the Torah is mentioning Yitzchak based on his chachma and based on the fact that he was smarter than Yishmael. And the Gemara answers, Ele me'ata, if this would be true, then when the pasuk in Vayishlach states, Vayikva Yitzchak Vayomais Vayasav al Amav, Zokin Usvay Yomim, and the pasuk states, Vayikvu Oisa Esav Yaakov Banav, and Esav and Yaakov buried Yitzchak, and we see that the Torah places Esav before Yaakov, and it must be that Esav went before Yaakov, and it can't be that the Torah is mentioning a Derech Achmasan, and certainly Yaakov was a greater Chacham than Esav, and my time Lechashlu Derech Achmasan, it must be that the Torah is actually stating that Esav actually went in front of Yaakov and didn't show any cover to Yaakov, and therefore Elamid Akhtame, by the fact that Yishmael let Yitzchak go in front of him and he showed this cover to Yitzchak when he was bearing Avram, so Adburi Adbre, it must be that Yishmael actually spoke to Yitzchak and he convinced him to go first because he wanted to give him cover even though he was younger. Umid Adbre Shmamina Tshuva Avad B'yamav, therefore we see that Yishmael did Tshuva prior to Avram dying and while Avram was still alive, and that is what the pasuk means when it says V'Hashem Be'ech Avram Bakal. Let us see the bottom two tesis on that Tazayin or Beis. Tesis states Shekol Choyle Shiroyusim Yad Misrapi V'in Taima V'Bimi Avram Akatalei Choyle Ba'ilam Ken Arminu Ba'aseichas Apeilam. We just learned in Masechta Bava Metzia that there was no sickness in the world until Yaakov Avinu, and as the Gemara states that until Yaakov Avinu there was no sickness, and V'ad Elisha Loi Havid Ichlash V'Isbach, and until Elisha there was no one that got sick and then was healed. And over here we see against both of these members, as we saw that people were sick and people were healed. And Taisa's first states with Metzina Lameima that we could explain the Hacha B'Chayla Shomaka Iri, that in the Chanami people did not get sick with sicknesses, however people were wounded, and then through Avram Avinu they were able to be healed. However, Rabbi Rabbeinu Tam v'rimu Farshim the Ad Yaakov lo yavad ichlish haynu chelu shel misa that in a chenamidu was sickness even prior to Yaakov, but it wasn't a sickness that caused someone to die. Mikam ve'ilich havad ichlish chelu shel misa that people would get sick with a terminal illness. Once a person had a terminal illness, v'lo yavad isbach ad Elisha until Elisha, no one would be healed from such an illness. And let us see the Baal Taisus diba maskel ba'al na'im rasa v'mtayma v'aloy lin stav b'nei noyach al na'im rasa kanamim perak av misa is that l'chir. How can you say this was a major avira that Issa did if Bnei Noach had not mitzvah on the Issa of Naim Rasa? And as the Gemara states, Be'ulas Baal Yesh Lehen Nichnes L'chup of Lo Nivla In Lehen, even if a man and woman are married and they were Nichnes L'chup, but they did not yet consummate the marriage, then by a goy she is not yet considered Eishes Ish. But in Merid, Afal Pishle in Stavu, Mikol Mokum Mechuy Adova, that certainly it's something that's disgusting, Kamoy Vishotas of Bechoya, Afal Pish in a mitzvah kach, and even though certainly there is no mitzvah, and certainly Issa was not mitzvah, and even so, the Gemara counts it amongst the five averes, and the Taisus Rid explained the Hidle Mechayv La Misa Mikol Mokum Averhi Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.